Miller Lite brews with hops, hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light, brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
At Country Rock Cabaret, we bring bucket list events to fans of a good time, and it's time to scratch off another one. While the Chicago Cubs are in town, Playmate and DJ Claudia Monet will be hitting the stage on May 31st and June 1st to perform her Billboard single, Little Voices, in a way only she can. Show begins after 9 p.m., but you'll want to get there early to save your seat and catch the games on any of our 27 screens. Country Rock Cabaret, it's the best of both worlds.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
take your sticking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's a hot one. No spring. Skip spring. Right to summer. At St. Louis. No fall. Right into winter. 90 degrees. Humid, like 89% humidity. But you know what? You don't have to shovel or scrape sunshine.
Oh, wow. No, that's very profound.
Yeah, you don't. That's very deep.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's no sunshine blower that you have to get out to blow with the sunshine. So welcome, everybody.
I'm walking on sunshine. Ooh-hoo.
I give that a one.
You're generous. You're in a generous mood today.
I grade high.
You are. It's the 16th day of May, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, that's right. It's the 3rd of June. Oh, why can I not remember that?
Yeah.
It's not the 16th of May. It's the 3rd of... Oh, you know what we should do? What? Look at the calendar. Let's see.
It is the 3rd of June is on a
Monday.
Ooh,
a Monday.
Yes.
So that's the one time I'll actually get to say, well, yeah, another sleepy day, and he plays it, and it actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll skip it that day.
Just forget about it.
Not as funny for some reason. So here we are. Yeah, it's... It's a big day, big night tonight for me. Tonight I go to my... not even quite 6-year-old, he'll be 6 in July, my 5-year-old grandson's cap and gown pre-kindergarten graduation.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And I've been talking to other people. Apparently, this is the thing now. It's not that unusual.
Oh, yeah.
They do an actual graduate. This is going to be hysterical.
Do they sell booze at this event?
I doubt it. Oh, my goodness. This
they do
is going
the
to
pre,
be hilarious.
Don't they do a kindergarten graduation?
There'll be a grade school graduation.
Yeah.
Is there a middle school graduation?
Yes.
I'm sure there probably is now.
It's insane. It really is.
Were there invitations sent out to this? Or is this a gift-giving event?
I hope not. We don't have a gift. My gift is that I'm his grandfather. That's his gift. That's his gift for the rest of his life, or at least the rest of my life. Not the rest of his life, because I won't be around. So, let's do this. Does anybody have anything to say? And then, Dan, at some point, we'll get John Londoff on the phone.
Yes, and with John Londoff, I'm sure, because I've texted with him this morning about that god-awful...
Blues game?
Yes.
Overtime? Was it 5-4? Was that it?
Yeah, but it was just... It was the Don Dechinger call, or the call, like, last
What's
year.
Was his name Dinkin? Was it Dechinger or Dinkinger?
No. Dechinger?
Dinkinger.
Dinkinger?
Yeah, not
Don Dinkinger.
Not Dechinger.
Don Dinkinger.
Idiot.
And then there's the call last year with the Saints and the Rams that put the Rams in the Super Bowl. And then there's the call last night that was the most god-awful call I have ever seen.
I didn't see it. What was the
in
call?
Hockey?
Well, I'm wearing teal today in studio in honor of the San Jose Sharks, and I just want to tell all of you, if you have anything to pass me, pass it by hand. Okay? don't shoot it at me. You pass it by hand.
Yeah.
Okay. When I wear teal, I want you to pass things to me by hand.
Okay.
There was a hand pass in the offensive zone, Frank, in layman's terms. It's illegal in hockey to pass the puck to a teammate with your hand in the offensive zone, and a Sharks player brought his hand up to his ear and swatted it completely across. It's like he's hitting a tennis racket.
Yeah.
To give an analogy that you can appreciate, smacked the puck to his teammate. Teammate passed it to a teammate. That teammate scored in overtime. It's a non-reviewable call in the NHL, and so even though it was blatantly obvious on the big screen,
now there's no flag like football.
No, there's not. But normally
should be a whistle.
Normally, an official, any of the four officials could have called it and blown the play dead. I mean, these officials are usually so good that a player could have his puck against his have his glove against his chest, and if the puck accidentally hits him in the glove, and then another team touches it first, they'll blow it dead because that's a hand pass. And that's an accidental hand pass, and it's hard to see in real time with hockey.
So is this the fault of one referee? Or
all four of them.
All four.
So not one of them.
It's the fault of the NHL because they have an NHL central office in Toronto, and they can review plays. Yeah. If it was offside before a goal was scored, if the puck was hit him with a high stick, if the goal got knocked off its moorings before the puck went in. But when the gods of hockey wrote the rule book of what's reviewable and what's not, they forgot to include a hand pass in the offensive zone is something that's reviewable. It's the most moronic thing I've ever heard about.
Why can't they fix that? Change it.
They will probably.
They probably will in the offseason. Just like Dan was talking about the Rams and the Saints, the Rams got in the Super Bowl because of a blatant pass interference call that wasn't made, and then the offseason the NFL changed the rule to say, okay, now video replay we can call pass interference on video replay. But you know, The Blues had one last night too. David Perron shot the puck into the stands. It should have been delay of game. All four refs blatantly missed it. And then guess who scores two goals right after that? David Perron.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at me. I'm trying to get your attention. There you go. I'm getting killing my screen. He's busy smoking. He's vaping.
I'm vaping.
And by the way, that's still nicotine.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's
you're still
going to
die.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, you say it like you're looking forward to it.
Not necessarily from the nicotine. I think it's the carcinogens.
No, don't fall for that crap. Don't fall for that crap. I'm vaping, so it's nicotine, so I'm okay because I'm not smoking the carcinogens. It's still nicotine.
It's just better than smoking a cigarette because now, like, you know, the whole room doesn't smell of cigarettes. You're not coughing or choking. Tim's not coughing or choking.
I didn't cough or choke when people used to smoke cigarettes in the room.
Do you mind if I light up then?
I personally wouldn't care.
Oh, cool.
And there's
except your clothes stink when you get out.
Carcinogens.
My clothes reek when I got home this morning at 2:30 in the morning from the casino.
Whoa.
Because they are smoking. So every time I get home from there, yeah, I smell like tobacco.
Potty animal.
What do they store the tobacco in to keep it humid in a tobacco storage facility?
A humidor.
No, I mean like the leaves of tobacco in the barn. There's like a tobacco barn or something.
Of course,
that doesn't really smell bad. That smells good. Tobacco leaves actually smell good.
Yeah.
Especially the ones they roll cigars in. So does anybody have anything to say?
Dan's already started.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I kind of already started. Yeah, I went to the Dave Matthews concert last night.
Boy, what a perfect night you had.
Oh, it was tremendous, the evening. And the entire show was great. And that's all I got to say about that.
Now, does he get up on stage and recognize you to the crowd? Ladies and gentlemen, the crowd tonight, a good friend. And then you stand up and turn around and wave at everybody. Do they do that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did that.
And to answer your question, Frank, somebody put some high thought into this. The facility where they store tobacco is actually known as, and who'd have thought they'd come up with this? It's called a tobacco storage facility.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Well, he is. That's what he is. Anything else? So, Dave, I was at the casino, and that concert was at the Hollywood Amphitheater right down the street.
Yeah.
And I told you I was concerned about traffic, but it wasn't a problem. But, boy, do they make a party out of it. Before the thing, when the shuttles leave the casino, they've got food and drinks outside. They've got them inside. I mean, it's a big deal.
Oh, I know.
For certain concerts.
It was cool. It was really nice.
Now,
they were the
kind
only
of seats
band.
Do you get being a personal friend of Tim Reynolds?
We get down underneath.
What does that mean?
In that first, underneath the pavilion. So we're in the first couple rows usually.
Where do you get your tickets from him?
Yes. Yeah. Well, they're band tickets, so I go
You're practically with the band.
Go up to the will call window and
now tell the truth. Is your dream? Tell me the truth. Is your dream? And I'll set this up this way, and you'll know where I'm headed. When I first learned to fly, honest to goodness, I'd go on a commercial flight, and I actually was kind of hoping the flight attendant I'm kidding. Would come on and go,
quiet attention, please. The pilot and co-pilot, some mysterious illness. They are not able to fly the plane. Does anyone on board know how to fly? You have a pilot's license. Please come forward.
I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I could be the hero here. Never happened. So do you ever fantasize that, you know, Dave or Tim on stage will go, hey, ladies and gentlemen, our bass player just came down. He's got the cramps and gurgles bad.
Oh, Stefan.
Anybody out there? In fact, I believe our friend Dan Strauss, come on up here and play bass.
Yeah.
You ever have that fantasy? That
oh, sure.
And then do you continue the fantasy with once you start playing, everybody leaves?
No. Well, yeah, I would keep that fantasy going. I don't know, where's everybody going?
Could you play on stage with them?
Yeah.
You didn't even hesitate. You said you could do that.
Yeah.
You believe that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because of you, I pay a lot more attention when I hear songs now to the bass line. I do. Every song I hear,
I do have to say that Stefan Lessard, we went to the Tool concert the other night with Stefan, so I got to really meet him for the first time and hang around him. He's a great guy.
Name drop.
And no, but he is a really, really good
Stefan
bass player Stefan Lessard.
Some name, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
What is it? Stefan Facade?
Lessard.
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 And what is he? He plays
bass. He plays the bass.
For Dave Matthews.
Yes. Tremendous.
So what
bass
do you
player.
Do? Two bass players get together. Just talk bass chords or I don't even know the terminology.
They jam.
Yeah.
They jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, you jam.
But if you're sitting and don't have your guitars with you and you're two bass players, do you talk?
Air jam.
What equipment you have?
Okay.
What kind of
guitars? Hey, does he know about your new guitar and is he jealous?
Yes. Yes, he is. Okay. I told him we talked about my Rickenbacker. And he loves Rickenbackers.
Who doesn't?
No kidding.
Don't know anything about
it. I don't either.
And is that it for you, Dan?
Yeah. That's
anybody it. Else for the Berkshire? Scott Sherman's here, by the way, in the 4 o'clock hour. So be thinking about this. If you have a legal problem, or you think you might have a legal, but you need some advice, you don't feel like paying $300 for it, free of charge. Attorney at Law, 4 o'clock hour. Who's next?
I am
Tim Woodburn. Everybody,
Frank, do you?
You are welcome.
Thank you. Do you remember my first 6 weeks on the show when I educated you all on the word steamer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the baseline of the story, steamer?
I don't. Does it have to do with poop?
Dan, do you remember it?
I don't remember
is
the
it a
baseline
poop
of it. No. Yeah, it is a.
Dave Matthews, who, you know.
Oh, yes.
Dan has this huge association with because he knows a guitarist and went to the concert last night instead of watching the Blues game, which shows you how dedicated he is.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Chicago?
No, Dave Matthews was born in South Africa.
Oh, that's
and,
right.
And his family moved to Charlottesville, Virginia, which is where the University of Virginia is, and I was a minor league hockey announcer in Virginia, Roanoke.
What?
I know.
You never mentioned that.
I know. Long story. Roanoke is about a sticky hour drive from Charlottesville, and as I recall, and Dave Matthews used to perform in Roanoke, and he was 26 years old in 1993, and he played at a facility where me and the hockey players and I used to hang out.
Good correction. Thank you. Good correction.
I saw your eyebrows light up, and I thought I better correct that.
The grammatical light went on.
Grammar police was about to billy club me, and he. Started having he was playing in a bar that night, a bar restaurant, and the hockey players were there. And so, you know, he was a hockey fan. He ended up coming to one of our games, and they were asking him about, you know, life of a musician on the road. And of course, as musicians and athletes, when they get together, of course, the subject of women comes up quite frequently. And
hey, by the way, I got news for you. It comes up when you're not an athlete. Oh. I talk about them.
It's a good tip. Thanks. So he and our hockey players started exchanging, you know, war stories,
right.
Success stories, notch boards, right?
Right?
And Dave Matthews told a story about meeting a girl and taking her back to his hotel room, and the next, and she spent the night, and the next morning.
Now, they weren't married?
They correct. Living, that's a, I know.
Living in sin.
Musicians are the only people sometimes that have sex outside of marriage.
Times have changed.
I know. And he woke up. He told the story within earshot of me, telling it to the players that were standing there next to me, that he met a girl, took her back to his hotel room, that she spent the night, and the next morning, in his words, he goes, I woke up and I had to take a steamer. which it took a second for me to sink in what that was. And you know, if you poop outside in the winter, it steams up.
I wouldn't know. I've never done that.
Yeah. Take my word for it.
But I've seen dogs do it.
Yeah, well, dog poop steams. Yeah, exactly. So he had to take a steamer, and it was a small... So he didn't want, like, this girl to suffer the wrath of his steamer. So... back in the days where they used to put the USA Today newspaper outside your hotel room door.
Right.
And so there was a bathroom at the end of the hall. And so he was naked, and he opened up the door. He picked up the front page of the USA Today, put it in front of the milk, put it in front of the, you know, the cookies. And then put
two veg.
Yeah, put the sports page behind, the, you know, the caboose. And he walked down, and the girl was passed out, and when he got, and he didn't take the room key. And when he got back, he was knocking the door, and the girl wouldn't wake up.
Oh boy!
So he had to walk down to the front desk of the hotel
with nothing but newspaper in front and back.
USA Today front page in the front, and the sports page in the back. And then he didn't have ID, so he had to kind of convince him to let him into this room. And they tried to ring the room for the girl to open it. She wouldn't answer the phone. They tried to call the room, and only reluctantly did they finally get. I think a manager had to walk with him back to the room and said, "Okay, I'm gonna open this door, but I want you to show me your ID when we get back into this room." And Dave Matthews, you know, and of course Dave Matthews says when he walks into the room, then the girl wakes up.
Right.
Oh yeah. You know?
So that's where I learned the phrase steamer.
I don't remember this, but I knew that's what it had to be. You want a bonus joke?
Yeah,
I would love one.
This just reminds me of this. This is such a great joke. It's quick. Blonde goes outside to take out the trash or whatever, and she walks back in, and in her hands, she's holding out her hands, palms up, two piles of fresh dog doo-doo in her bare hands. And she goes up to her husband, and she goes, "Look what I almost stepped in." Now, see, some people, my wife wouldn't get that joke. She wouldn't get it. See, she didn't want to step in it, but she picked it up with her bare hands. Get it? Yeah, okay. Was that a few? Limey, do you have anything?
I got nothing.
This is an awfully nothing quiet. Now, this is our Sorry. Friday, for goodness sakes. Awfully quiet for a Thursday. It seems kind of like a morgue in here. I'm in a great mood today. I'm going to my grandson's cap and gown graduation from pre-kindergarten. And I got some fairly good news about something I can't talk about. It's a legal thing. So I'm in the Oh, and I went to the casino last night and walked out with my money and some of theirs, which is unusual. So that's good. Let's close it. Burke segment is officially closed. Now, Dan, don't worry about the people calling. I noticed earlier people were calling, and you were busy. I don't know what you were doing, but don't worry about taking those calls.
We'll take calls on Thursday here.
Do we take calls on Thursday?
I think I can answer this phone from this line. Do you want me to try that?
Well, he's got John Londo on here now. So if we talk to the caller. And
no, we're going to have to. I'll get the caller on because John was on the conference call at the time, and he asked me if I could call him back in a few minutes here.
Who does he think he is? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Big client. Big advertiser. That's who he is. So, I know that, Elaine, you don't have kids yet.
Not yet, okay. No. Due October.
Tim doesn't have the kids. Nope. Dan has kids. The funniest things, some of the funniest things you'll ever hear come from kids. Like, kids say that there aren't as things, out of the mouths of babes, that kind of thing. But they're so hysterically funny. And I'll give you an example. And this will lead me to a story. I talked to Tom Matheny this morning. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatCool.com. Plug, plug, plug. And he told me a story about his son. So here's the story with my grandson. And this is fairly recently. He was doing a Legos thing. And it fell or broke apart or something. He went, damn, just like that. Now, his dad said, what did you say? And he said, nothing. He goes, no, what did you say? And then real softly he said, damn. He said, where did you hear that? I don't know. He says, why did you say that? Why would you use that word? And then here's exactly what he said. I don't know. My body made me do it. I just think that's hilarious. Of course, you think anything your kids or grandkids say is hilarious. Now, so Tom Matheny is telling me, he says he has a son, a daughter. He said when his son was about, I don't know, seven, whatever, it doesn't matter, six, seven, eight, his sister, who's 3 years older, who has brothers or sisters here?
I have two sisters.
Older or younger?
Both.
Both.
Okay. The older ones, actually, the younger ones love to tell on you. They love to you know.
Snitch.
Yeah.
Get you in trouble.
Exactly. Yeah. So he says his daughter, who's 3 years older, runs in and goes, Ryan said the F word. Ryan said the F word. So Tom says he goes to his son and says, your sister says that you said the F word. Is that true? And to his credit, he said, yes. He said, where did you hear it? And he says, his son says, well, I didn't hear it from my sister, and I didn't hear it at school, and I sure didn't hear it from Jesus.
What?
From Jesus?
Yeah, what? No, that is the thing. Now, here's one.
It would have been funny if he said, I heard it from you.
Well, that's what you're hoping, you know, they don't say. Yeah. But, and then one of my favorite stories about mine, and we'll get to the phones. Here are the numbers, 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. I told this story a long time ago when my second son was about, I'm going to say seven. We're watching TV and there's a gay pride parade or something on, or a news story about gay. And he had heard the word before, so while we're watching TV, he looks at us and goes, what is gay? What is that? What does that mean? What's gay? And I said, it's when, I'm sorry. A little nervous. I said, gay is when boys like boys, but they don't like girls. He goes, well, I'm gay. Now, to him, that meant, you know, he don't like to play with girls. And so as soon as he said, well, I'm gay, I said, no. I said, no, you're not gay. And he said, uh-huh. He said, I don't like girls. I like boys. I said, okay, let's back up. I said, try another way. And no matter what I said, that stuck with him. So we're with another couple, fast forward, like, I don't know, a month. We're with some other people, and something about the subject of gay comes up. Somebody might have said, you know, my sister's gay, or just in conversation. And my son, in front of these people, says, I'm gay. And I said, no, you're not. I looked at him, I said, he's not, okay? He's not. And he goes, uh-huh. Remember? He's talking about our conversation. And I thought, oh, my God, I'll never be able to back out of this because I've told him boys like boys. They don't like girls. Yeah.
Do you know who Angela Sharp is?
That name sounds familiar.
She was the very lovely young woman who did the intermission and between stoppages and play things on the big screen at the Blues games. And she was like kind of, she would walk around the crowd with a microphone. And she did other like media things for other media entities here in town. But she did it at the Blues games for a long time. She just left about 2 years ago because she went to work in Major League Baseball down in Florida. And I've seen her in these studios before. She's like been a guest on a show in here. And so I got to know her a little bit. And one of the funniest things I ever saw was when these little kids, these little girls and boys were playing hockey during an intermission at a Blues game.
Right.
And I mean, these girls are like, girls and boys are like, you know, 6, 7 years old. And Angela Sharp waits for this game to end. You know, it's a little team, little wee people. They're falling down. The fans are laughing. They're going hilarious. You know, the kids can hardly skate. They fall down all the time. And so she pulls this little girl off to the side and she interviews her live in front of 18,000 fans during intermission at the Blues game. And she goes, hi, what's your name? And the little girl's like, I'm Susie. She goes, well, I'm Angela. She goes, so you're out there playing with the boys. Is that pretty tough? She goes, well, yeah, you know, they're a little faster and this and that, you know. And she goes, well, do you play on a team? She goes, yeah. She goes, but it's an all-girls team. And she goes, well, who do you like playing with better, the boys or the girls? She goes, I like playing with the girls better. And Angela Sharp goes, I like playing with the girls better, too. And the crowd went ballistic.
So was she?
Oh, my God. She realized what she said.
Was she a lesbian?
No, she wasn't. No. But she was just saying, like, what she was saying to the little girl was, when I play sports, I like playing with just girls,
but it came,
also,
yeah, cool, yeah. Yeah.
It came across, and she, Angela Sharp is a very, very attractive, yeah, young woman.
And very heterosexual.
And, yeah, and I think, yeah, so. Yeah. And, but the crowd, when she said that, just started roaring laughing, and her face got beat red. And she did one of those hilarious things on TV where she realized what she said, and she goes, okay, that's it. Like, she closed her eyes, and she pursed her lips, and she's like, okay, well, that's back to you upstairs, you know? And the crowd was just roaring laughing every time I saw her after that. At the Blues games or at a radio station or just out. I used to see her out and about quite frequently. I'd be like, you still like playing with the girls better? And she's like, shut up, Tim. Shut up. You shut up.
You know what? No. It turned out to be one of those signature entertaining, and everybody knew.
That was the second best roar I ever heard at an intermission in a Blues game. The best roar was when they started the kiss cam. You know what the kiss cam,
sure,
is?
Sure.
And, you know, they put the camera on the couples, you know, and then they have to kiss. And sometimes they'll put it on a couple where they're there staring at the friends, and, like, the guy will look over at the girl, and he's like, wanna? And she's like, you know. But the one time, the biggest roar I ever heard at a Blues game with the kiss cam was, and I don't think the cameraman realized,
two
it was
guys,
just two girls.
Ooh.
He put it on two girls, and the two girls kind of look at each other.
Now,
and
this could be disgusting or hot. Were they?
It turned out hot. Ooh, because right, these two girls, kind of like, the crowd was, like, roaring them on and egging them on and egging them on, and these girls were not there as a couple, and I don't think even either one was a lesbian.
See, this is the difference between women, no, I'm sorry, and men. They went on and went along with it anyway.
They did a non-French kiss, one Mississippi smooch.
I don't care. No two hetero guys,
no,
sitting together,
no,
just because the camera was on them, would look at each other and go, well, no, you want to kiss each other? No. No. Women, see.
Yeah. But the crowd went ballistic. It was hilarious. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in a sporting event, was to see that. And to see the look on those girls' faces, like, well, should we do this or should we not? And the crowd's egging them on, and they did.
Can we talk about this for a second? What is
about
that?
Women kissing?
What is that? And women don't understand this.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just telling the truth here.
Right.
Why is that hot when two,
well,
good... No, hang on. No, two hot women lip lock. It's hot.
Yeah, right, okay.
But so, it's not when two guys do it.
Well, just think about it logically, right? We're not turned on by guys, are we? Right? No, didn't think so. But we're turned on by an attractive
woman.
Okay,
but it doesn't work,
right,
the other way. Women who are very heterosexual and turned on by men don't want to see two men kissing.
Well, you never know. Sometimes they do.
No, they don't. No.
But in this situation, like, I can't talk for women, what gets them up. But, like, you know, if I see an attractive woman, I'm like, hey, all right, there you go. That's awesome. You get two attractive women, like, oh, this is cool. They start making out, and it's just, you know, like, it's just a happy union.
Okay, but I know that, but that, like, doesn't answer the question. Yeah. Why is that,
mm-hmm,
something, yeah, we'll watch that. Yeah,
sure.
Let's go. But women, and I'm telling you, ask any hetero woman, do you want to see two guys making out? They'll go, no. Why does it work the other way?
Men aren't really attractive, though, are we?
I hope you said this on the air. I think you said this on the air yesterday, because we have some interesting conversations off air. But didn't you just say on the air yesterday, when there was a good-looking gal sitting out there, that why do women dress sexy? It's because they want men to look at them in a sexual
that
way.
That was an off-air conversation. Yeah, I remember.
Was it on or off-air?
Off-air.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's true.
Well, pay it forward to your rhetorical question that you're asking Sir Limestone over there. Why do men like to see that? It's because they envision themselves eventually partaking, mm-hmm, in that,
yep,
with them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. And that... Yes, if they invited me to be the center of the sandwich, and but I don't think most women fantasize about
Oreo
being with two guys. I don't think they do.
Okay,
I
hang on a second. We've got somebody texting over here called Kirk Daddy. Well, that's about says women's attraction to men does not revolve primarily around physical attraction. So that's the reason, which I think is kind of true, actually. You know, men.
All right, that is, no, you know what? That's a great point.
That is.
Women will. We've all seen women smoking hot,
mm-hmm,
with the most butt ugly guy you can imagine, but he's got, mm-hmm, a big fat wallet. He's got a big bank account, so they marry him.
Or right? He has a great personality.
I don't care I don't care if Whoopi Goldberg or Rosie O'Donnell had $10 billion. I am not getting it on with either one of them, or any disgusting, repulsive 500-pound woman.
And they were like, Frank, here's $1 million. I want you to have sex with me. You would say no.
Oh, I'd have sex. For $1 million? Oh, one time. But I'm not living with you and marrying you.
Well, no.
Oh,
no,
sure.
Of course not.
Yeah,
oh,
but
sure.
It would be one of those cases where Rosie O'Donnell or Whoopi Goldberg or, mm-hmm, someone just god-awful ugly comes up to you and says, I'll give you $1 million, have sex with me. Are you going to have to take a little blue pill?
Two blue pills.
Well, they
two
blue pills.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Because, see, you couldn't get some stimulation.
Something
right.
to help you.
Yeah, got to get the blood
no,
pumping.
No, I absolutely would. In fact, I would ask, my condition is pitch dark. Lights have to be out. I can't look at you if we're going to do this. I'm trying to think of other examples, and there are plenty of them, of just... I mean, just horribly ugly. And there are men that are
Susan
ugly.
Susan Boyle. That's an
see,
ugly woman.
That's not fair because she's mentally...
She's not mentally handicapped.
Yes, she is.
No, she's just Scottish. She's not mentally handicapped
actually,
at all.
Actually, have you...
The singer?
Did you see her?
She's not mentally ill.
Yeah, she's just ugly. Not. And not Scottish.
But she came
she
out...
No.
They dolled her up pretty good.
No, you
she
can't
was
doll
on,
her up.
No. Well... They did the best they could.
I'm sorry, folks, but this is just the... I'm just telling the truth.
Right. You have your price. Okay? Sure. Just don't lie.
No, I just said for $1 million. Okay. I would do it with Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay.
I would.
All right.
I wouldn't like it, but I'd do it.
Mm-hmm. You know? But you'd have to have some help.
Would you have cash up front, or would that be half up front, half...
Payment in advance.
Oh, yeah.
Payment in advance.
It has to be payment in advance.
If I set that up, do I get a commission on that?
And a sworn, notarized affidavit that she would never tell anybody I did it with her. Because I'm sure not going to tell anybody. You know, that's a great joke about how are a moped and a 500-pound woman, what do they have in common?
I could, but I won't mow your lawn.
Yeah, no, go ahead. I don't mind. Go ahead.
Both of them are fun to ride, but you don't want your friends to see you on one.
That's right. That's exactly right. And like it or not, ladies, we are sexually driven people. Men are, and we are very judgmental.
All right, well.
But a lot of it is brought on by them themselves. They wear... They put that cleavage out and those spike heels. Come on.
I'm not touching that conversation.
Well,
but
are.
On the back to the 500-pound woman, there is a video circling around on the internet right now, and I think it was part of like my 600-pound life or something. And there's this woman who's big. She is very, very big. And her husband, God bless him, he truly loves her.
I saw this. I think I saw this.
The only way for her to bathe is to go out onto the back porch and her husband actually hoses her down.
I saw that. He's a skinny guy.
He is. Yeah. He's just this little guy and he gets in there and he's washing everything. And
He's picking up fat flaps and washing under him and hosing under him and scrubbing under him.
Getting the bunghole, as like, you know, that one president liked to say. Yeah, and so, I mean, oh, God, I give it out to him. Like, the true love's out there, but... Whew, yeah, that's something.
I just, every time I see a really hot woman with a really disgusting guy, I immediately think, well, money, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Either money or, you know, the hung like a horse thing.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
The other one.
Absolutely.
And whether they admit
usually
it or not.
That's the case with me.
Is it? Yeah, sure it is.
Money?
No.
Yeah, we know better.
No, definitely not.
I see we have a guest on the
phone. Yes, we do.
He's probably not in the best of moods. When's the next game, by the way?
Friday.
It's here, right?
Yes.
Tomorrow night. Okay, they could even it up. 2-2. That's the way you have to look at it. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll make it through till tomorrow night when they win again. He'll be fine. Johnny Londoff, everybody. How are you? Terrific.
How you doing?
Terrific.
I'm doing fantastic, too. Thanks for asking.
Well, you're in a better mood than I thought you'd be today.
Frank, I'm always in a good mood.
Hey,
and when I get to talk to you and I get to talk to the AM and the PM crowd, I mean, they have to check my pulse here because I get too excited. They're like, take it easy, deep breaths, breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. And you know, when I breathe in through my big nose, I'm taking a lot of air from other people. Right?
You said it.
Hey, there is a betting place that's giving money back. Tim had that.
Yeah, the website FanDuel.
Yeah.
That takes bets on hockey games announced today that they are refunding anybody in the world who bet on the Blues to win last night because the call was so ridiculous they're not going to take their money.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's strong.
That's almost unprecedented.
But of course, now Tim, correct me, the NHL has not made a statement, of course.
The NHL series supervisor is an individual named Kay Whitmore who used to be a goalie in the NHL, and he is the liaison between the officials and the media, and he did speak to the media last night and just said it's a non-reviewable play. And when they asked him if it was a hand pass, he said, you saw what you saw. You know, I mean, he's not going
to
say...
So aside from talking about it and talking about it, there's really nothing anybody can do. But it's good to point it out so that it won't happen again, right? I mean, so that...
Well, the thing is, cheaters never win.
Yeah, that's a good
one. All the time goes, cheaters never win. And that's basically what the San Jose Guppies are. They're a bunch of cheaters.
Yes.
And they you know, and I'm, you know, our seats are three rows behind the Blues bench. I never sit in these seats. I just very rarely, I'm like, okay, it's playoff hockey. We're in the conference finals. I'm going to go to a game. I went to game seven against Dallas and saw, you know, our spokesperson, Pat Maroon, score against Benny Bishop, two St. Louis boys playing in the NHL at a high level. And then watching them hug at the center of the Enterprise Center. Now, that's what it's all about. Okay, and here, the San, you know, the San Jose, they are the ugliest team ever. I've never seen an uglier
team. You mean physically ugly, or they play ugly?
Physically ugly,
they
too.
They got a couple guys look like Game of Thrones rejects.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like, man, they need to have full cages on. They cover the head of some of these guys' faces. They are so stinking ugly. And this guy Carlson, this guy Carlson, oh, you know, he grew up wanting to be a pirate. That's all I can think. The reason the guy's got the hair hanging off his... And he's got, I mean, the guy wanted to be a pirate, you know, and the way he twirls his stick around before face-offs, you know, but they're a bunch of, they're cheaters.
San Jose Patriots.
Mm-hmm. And this thing's not over. We got a big game tomorrow night. And, you know, I think that the Blues will, as they have since January the 3rd, they will rally. And here's another thing. The NHL doesn't want San Jose over St. Louis. I've heard that from people. That's a bunch of BS. Okay, they would love to see St. Louis get in. It would be one of the greatest stories in the NHL history. You take a team that was the absolute worst team in hockey the first of the year, January 3rd, and they get into the Stanley Cup Finals. What message does that send to every team in the NHL? Never give up. Never give up. You might want to change coaches, but never give up on the players that you put together for the season. So,
well, now I'm going to pay more attention and watch a game just to see how ugly these guys are. I didn't pay enough attention.
Oh, Joe Thornton is god awful ugly, and he's a dirty player too. I hate Joe Thornton.
Yeah.
Hate is a bad word. My grandson would say that's a bad word.
That's right. I said I strongly dislike him. I said that yesterday.
Didn't we just do this yesterday?
Yes, we did. We did.
Dude, write it down. Write it down. All right, my dad.
I'll have to write it down for him. Hate is a bad word.
This way you won't forget, okay?
Yes.
But, hey, how are we doing today? Is it beautiful?
Fantastic day.
If this day doesn't get you excited for summer, which... let's see, how many days away are we from June 1st? It's unbelievable. I just, you know, man.
15.
Is it just me, or as I get older, time just seems to fly by. Now, it probably doesn't hurt that I've been to two pretty intense hockey games in the last 7 to 8 days. And, you know, you got to love the St. Louis Blues fans, and I'm sure there are many. Can I tell you how many, people are like, you know, some recognize the voice from this radio show and the Are You Kidding Me slogan. But well,
they wouldn't recognize it from any other radio show because nobody listens to those shows.
Can I finish?
Sure.
No, but I mean, when I have people go, AM and the PM, I'm like, oh, you know, I got to go shake their hand because I know, you know why? Because I know they're fun. They're fun, they're funny, and they're smart. Oh my goodness.
Now this is off the subject, but I want to kind of paint a picture for people so that maybe next year they'll be interested. If we're involved next year and still on the air, then maybe
you'll be involved.
Now this thing, two nights from now, Saturday night, you and I will be together, and Dan will be there with Sandy's girlfriend, and Tim will be there, and Lime will be there, and a couple of other guests. Can you sort of just give us a hint at what kind of food your wife will be laying out on your tables? Because we, you know, we're going to come over there.
So, whoa. The food, first of all, you know, we're at the VIP, we're the main sponsor, which we will be forever. So they have a 3-4 tables of great food from Seiberg's.
Right.
But we will have Bauman's Fine Meats in Brentwood off of Manchester and
Free
Brentwood.
We
love the Lucas family, and we're going to have tenderloin sandwiches and some of the absolute greatest chicken wings, if not the greatest chicken wings meaty, hearty, little spice, little kick to them, the rub. Oh, they're delicious. So we'll probably, to your table, though, Frank, we'll probably just ration, like, one to each person.
Okay, we get to partake of the Seiberg's Buffet because ours is a VIP table. And I believe the one of the larger donors is our table. $36,600. I'd still like to get 15. I need another 1,400. Oh, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the man that I'm on the phone with right now sounds happy, but I know he's hurting, and I know that he has been hurt.
I'm not hurting.
Because that nine and dine, I don't have the money that we need to do that, to play golf for nine holes and have a great, fantastic lunch or, early dinner.
I just want to tell anybody that's out there listening. I mean, if you're like a, you know, it's only nine holes, do we really, if you really want to excruciatingly go through 18 holes with Frank and I, we'll do it.
I know. They might think they do until they get out there with us, then they go, come on, nine holes. Come on, nine holes.
I mean, I'm telling you what, now, this will be fun. This will be funny. You will probably laugh to the point that you'll cry.
Do you have any Johnny Londo Chevrolet golf balls like that you give away? Do you have those?
I don't know if I liked how you just said golf balls.
Well, I forgot what I was going to say, and then it finally came back to me.
I mean, did you just turn one of the gangster movies?
When I first started playing, it seemed to me like everybody had golf balls, every company. It's like they used to all have ball caps or T-shirts. Everybody had golf. Did you ever have golf balls made up with Johnny Londoff on them? Chevy logo?
No, yes. Yes, we do. We've done that quite a few times for some charity events. So I'll tell you, I would have to ask where they are right now because normally we get some pretty nice golf balls, and I'm pretty sure that some of the Londoff boys and a lot of the great teammates of mine, the employees here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, that golf a lot.
I'll tell you what I'll be willing to do. If somebody wants to play golf with you and with me, and you've made the offer for the country club, the private country club, the great lunch, nine holes, here's what I'll throw into the deal. In my basement, I have golf balls, brand new, still in the box. These have never even been seen for 15 years anywhere. They say AM in the PM.
Oh, I think I have a sleeve of those.
They're rare. No, yeah, they're rare. They're very rare. And I will bring and give a sleeve to each guest.
Ooh.
Collector's item. I don't even know what they'd be worth. Yeah. So there, sweeten the deal with that.
The deals just keep coming.
How can you
not want to do this, folks?
I don't know.
First of all, it would cost you,
$3,000 for two people, tax deductible. Come on.
Yeah, it's a tax deduction. Beautiful. And then for an unbelievable cause. We will have two tables filled. That's 20 folks.
Well, now, hang on, not so fast. Hold on, not so fast. You did that awfully quick. Each table is 10 people, so you have two tables. We have one, but I'm kind of cheating. I got 12 people at our table now because my son and his wife are coming. So you have two tables, 10 each. That's a total.
Hold on.
36? Yeah,
36 people.
36 people.
36 people.
20.
Wow. What?
20. Wow. 26 people. That's incredible.
John.
Your arithmetic is John, as good as the eyesight of the referees
John,
that were on the
John,
ice last night.
John, this is a running gag we do. It's a bit.
Frank, I know, and I'm just going with it. Did you hear what I just said?
No.
Or were you again kind of over-talking me?
Over-talking.
I said your arithmetic is as good as the eyesight of the four officials that were on the ice last night.
Oh, that's a good tie-in. I missed that. That was good. Well, as we close in on the final couple of minutes, we might mention you sell cars. Sometimes we forget to do that you're a Chevy dealer.
Yes, we do. And can I tell you what? We're on the verge of about 9 to 10 sold for the day. But we can always do more. AM and the PM crowd. All you have to do is just call us up at 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800. Or check us online, Londoff.com, LONDOFF, Londoff.com, 24/7, 365. We're here for the AM and the PM crowd. We're just going to let you know right now, in honor of our war heroes that allow us to live in this great country, no matter what you might hear in the news media that want to just tear everything apart. It's not a bad place to live. It's not. And this town's a great town. some of the elected officials are pieces of you-know-what, but, but I can say I love this town. It's a great, and the AM and the PM crowd, they're just unbelievable. So let's just have a great, we'll be closed on Memorial Day. I'm just going to tell you, this will be, I think, our seventh or eighth year in a row. 1 year, we were out with the family, and we're having lunch somewhere, and it's pouring down rain. I'd come into the dealership on a Memorial Day. We were open all day, and I came in for a few hours, and I went to spend time with my family, and Mimi lined up to me. She goes, "Don't you feel funny that you're here and you still have people working?"
Oh, and I'm like, guilt trip. Shame you.
That's it. I mean, she, God bless her. I said, you know, you're right. You are right. I think that most dealerships in this town, especially the ones that are truly family owned, it's that's time for family, and that's time to reflect on what Memorial Day really means. Okay. So make sure you get in, you know, now, because again, Memorial Day, what is it, a week from Monday?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Me either. It's crazy. But, all right.
Yeah, well, Memorial Day to me, I equate it to having a full tank of gas. You know, when you fill your car up and you pull out, you go, it's pegged over on F. I got a whole tank to go. Memorial Day, I've got the whole great summer season ahead and fall. And then the next thing you know what the next big one is? 4th of July. Oh, tank's half full. And then Labor Day, and then the depression sets in. So make the most of it. And I tell people, too, I don't get people who don't do anything and don't take a vacation. If you have Memorial Day off, do something. You don't have to have any money. You know, my son took his grandson the other day out to Bush's Wildlife, to Weldon Springs. His son, my grandson, to fish out at Bush's. You know how much a boat to rent with oars for the whole day was like $8?
Wow.
They give you a John boat and life jackets and oars, and you go out on the lake. It's $8 a day, I think he said.
How do you pronounce that? What are those things you use?
Oars.
Oars.
Yeah, oars. Wow. What do you call it?
Oars. But it's better than when you said bows. That was hilarious. All right, folks. Hey, everybody here in the administrative end of Jenny London Chevrolet, we're AM and the PM, right?
Right.
AM and the PM.
Crowd. Okay. All right, John. Have a great. We'll see you Saturday night.
I can't wait.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
There you go. And it is true. I grew up when I was a kid. We never went on one vacation anywhere. I was married in 21 before I ever got out of the house or got out of the town or saw anything. It was always visit my sick grandmother. We never took a vacation, ever. Never went to an amusement park. Never went to a rafting or a float trip or to a theme park. Nothing. And I think kids and families should go together. I don't care if your family is two of you or three of you or five of you. And just do something. And this people, we don't have any money. You don't need any money, you know. Cook some hamburgers outside. Make some homemade ice cream. I know I'm talking like an old person. That's what you used to do back then. But you can go. There are a lot of places you can go. The zoo is free. Go to the zoo, for goodness sakes. Do something. Don't throw that time away. And don't go in if the business is closed on Memorial Day because you think you'll be impressing the boss. You know what the boss will think? Think you're an idiot. You got a family, don't you? What are you doing in here working? Yeah, you think you're making points? Yeah, you're not. All that means is, well, let's take advantage of Brad. He came in on Memorial Day. We can walk all over him. Just remember that. You know, they're not very loyal when it comes to payback for things like that. Scott Sherman, I just noticed, is in the adjoining room preparing. Now, I don't know how you prepare to answer questions when you don't know what the questions are, but that's how dedicated he is. He's preparing anyway. I'm going to give you the numbers now so you can get a head start on everybody else, and the smart people will call right after you hear Tim Woodburn do the news. Here we go. 855. Oh, and remember the rule. If the lines are busy, all you have to do is wait for a caller to finish with Scott and jump on and start calling. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. And of course, after the segment with Scott, we will have the Playhouse. I have a really good joke for you today. I think you'll like. Well, look, I got 50 jokes that I always share, my very favorite jokes, at least 50 of them. So we'll have that. We have you. Life is good. You know what that music means? When you hear that music start, it's my. This is inside information. It means I have 40 seconds before it's top of the hour. Guess what? It's top of the hour. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. It's time. That's what President Trump said today as he unveiled his new immigration reform plan in a White House speech. Trump called it a merit-based high-security plan, adding it will help all of our people.
Our proposal is pro-American, pro-immigrant, and pro-worker. It's just common sense.
The plan does not address Dreamers, the millions of young men and women who were brought into the United States illegally as children. Democrats say they were not consulted during the crafting of the immigration plan. There's little chance it will clear the divided Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is blasting Alabama's new law, which outlaws nearly all abortions.
For women.